Our modern world strives to be a society which is sensitive to other people's self-image and address people in a way that, you know, they feel comfortable. And I wonder sometimes in this environment, can we say that there are still some things which only men can do and other things that only women can do? Are there indeed roles which are reserved to a particular gender? In many ways, the whole concept of gender has been undermined. I would say there's talk of transgender people, someone who does not identify with their biological gender. And there is this idea that gender is kind of like a free choice. We can just simply choose what we want. Well, Catholicism stands athwart to such ideas. We as Catholics cannot agree with the idea that our biology doesn't mean anything, or that it's optional. The belief that we know better than God when it comes to such things goes against what we know to be true as Catholics. Now, when we talk about these kinds of stances, it's never simply to condemn people or to alienate people. Rather, we simply hold to a biblical understanding that God is the Creator. And He has brought each person into being. God created us in His image. And male and female, He created them. There are those that have ascribed to ideas that oppose God's intended plan for our bodies. We as Catholics understand that that doesn't make a person bad or evil. It just means that they have not grasped or understood God's original plan. We do need to oppose such ideas, and we do so firmly. But God wishes to speak into those troubled souls. He wants to heal them. If we or someone we know struggle to make sense of why God created us male and female, man and woman, and why we are united and yet distinct and complementary, we can go to the Lord to understand that. Now, we can't simply stop at stating this is right and this is wrong and so forth, nor can we simply satisfy ourselves by stating statistics that clearly show the detrimental effects of going against what God implemented in us through our bodies. Most often, the best thing we can do is to point such souls to our Lord and ask that He heal them. God's ways are not our ways. We seek to understand, we want to encompass, to dominate, we want to dissect or diagnose, to classify. The Lord invites us into a different way of understanding ourselves. One that is, at first sight, perhaps doesn't allow us to really have confidence or attract us. However, if we are serious and honest, God will meet us wherever we are and will journey with us for as long as we are willing to accept His company. Therefore, if we recognize in ourselves or in someone we love a soul that is troubled or misled, we should not despair or fear that they are forever to be misunderstood. Rather than turning to society to cajole and encourage our doom, we ought to rather seek out the one who made us, the one who understands us. Now again, let's turn to the question, are there in fact roles reserved to a particular sex? Yes, there are. Indeed, roles which we as Catholics believe to be only men's or women's roles. Motherhood, fatherhood, a religious sister or a brother, a priest, all of these are not just jobs, but they are vocations. And God reserves these vocations specifically for men or women. Now, not all people live out one of these vocations, and that's okay. But to be a mother, God can only use a woman. To be a father, God needs a man. To be a priest, God ordained that it would be a male vocation. He also invites men and women into a unique vocation of sisterhood or brotherhood. Let's take the example of the priesthood. You know, in the ancient Jewish faith that our heritage is based on, men served as priests. Likewise, when Jesus instituted the new priesthood, He chose an all-male priesthood. Now, some have argued that this was due to the limits of the times, that this was a cultural norm, that women couldn't fulfill such roles. But at the time, in other religions, other than the Jewish faith, it was actually quite common to have priestesses, male or female priests, in other words. It was rather unique to the Jewish faith to not have priestesses. So if Jesus wanted to change this norm, he could have. And we have to remember, too, that God, after all, is the one that, he is the one that dictates to us. We don't dictate to him. So if that's how he set it up, he must have had a reason. Now, in the Catholic Church, the priesthood is a male priesthood. The priest is to act in the person of Christ. Perhaps symbolically, the understanding of the male posture of acting upon rather than receiving has something to do with the choice as well. The Lord gave specific gifts to men and women. These unique gifts are to be shared in the capacity as a woman or a man, not in some unisex way. So the author of Hebrews writes, "Every high priest is taken from among men and made their representative before God to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins." So in his plan, God allowed humanity, both men and women, to share in this interplay between offering and receiving. Now Hebrews reminds us, no one takes this honor upon himself, but only when called by God, just as Aaron was. Here we understand a vocation is a call which God gives. It's not something we choose for ourselves. Not even Christ took upon this office for himself. He received it from his Father, from his heavenly Father. The type of the priesthood which Christ institutes is like that of Melchizedek, a name we hear often in the one of the prayers at the church when we're praying the Eucharistic prayer. Who is Melchizedek? Well, he's the man that blessed Abraham back in the Old Testament in Genesis. Melchizedek is a priestly figure representing a type in the Old Testament. Jesus likewise instituted a priesthood that is forever, not simply for a time or a term, but for a whole lifetime and even afterlife. No matter what our society or the current whims of humanity may try to institute or dictate when it comes to our sexuality, God's plan does indeed give particular gifts and roles to men and women. These gifts cannot be subsumed by the other sex. While it may be possible for men and women to mimic or to impersonate the vocation that is specifically given to a man or a woman, all such attempts will end in confusion, regret, and disappointment. Much like an artist may try to create the image of a person, no matter how lifelike their image is, they cannot recreate the actual person. Or imagine if someone were to make what appear to be plant seeds. They look the same, they have the same weight, maybe they even seem to be made out of the same material. They seem real, but the one planted, they don't grow. They can't. The potential for growth was never in them. In the same way, the potency for a mother or a father, for a priest, a religious sister or brother, can only ever come from a person who was created with those proper God-given gifts. It's true, we live in a time of blindness and ignorance, to some degree, to these realities. And we are bound to be deceived and disappointed at times. Nature does set ground rules for us. We have to realize that God is indeed the one who gives a plan. And he has given each of us particular gifts that are associated with our femaleness or maleness. While there remains a vast array of things which men and women can both do, we can see that in our world, many jobs, many kinds of things that are done, we see now are done by both men and women, and that's true. So while there remains this vast array of things that we can do both together, there are certain capacities and endowments which are wrapped up in who God made us to be. Casting aside these parameters will lead to confusion, to sadness, and to frustration. So we do live in this time of challenge, of blindness, I would say, with regards to God's plan for men and women and for the gift of our bodies. There are those who are caught up in this web of confusion. We might struggle with how to help them. It is Jesus. It is Jesus the one. He's the one who can help them and heal them. So let's remind those who have been blinded and who are honestly looking for answers to their questions. Let's say to them, like the people do today in the gospel, take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you. Jesus asks us, and he asks all who come to him, what is it that you want me to do for you? Let us ask for the return of clear sight in our society and healing for the blind. Let us ask to see the truth, that God has given each of us gifts, and that we might live in harmony with our gifts and potencies, not in opposition to them.